During next week's primaries, voters will choose both parties' gubernatorial candidates. While New Hampshire's economy is doing very well compared to most other states, voters here are still focused on the key issues of jobs and the economy. Yesterday, State Impact reporter Amanda Loader explained the Republican plans to jumpstart the economy. And this morning, she joins us to break down the leading Democratic proposals. Good morning, Amanda.
Morning, Rick.
So let's start with the basics. What is each candidate proposing?
That's an interesting question because, broadly speaking, they're actually very similar. Now, of course, on some level, that's not surprising, considering Maggie Hassan and Jackie Cilley are both Democrats. But unlike the Republican proposals, where you can pretty much go down the line and point out the differences on, say, how much they would cut various taxes or their stances on tax credits, it's a tougher job to boil down their Democratic counterparts' views. In a nutshell, based on their campaign materials, it seems that Hassan is more heavily emphasizing education funding for the future knowledge-based workforce. And as the only candidate refusing to take the pledge against income or sales taxes, Cilley staked out the taxation or revenue reform position. Although, again, the pledge aside, in a lot of ways, they are hitting on a lot of the same points.
Now, what about the specifics? What's Hassan's plan for boosting the state's economy?
You don't actually hear a lot of, we're going to bring jobs to New Hampshire next year chatter, which is interesting given the national economic situation. And I spoke with UNH political scientist Dante Scala on this point, and he noted that with a relatively low 5.4% unemployment rate, that's not actually all that surprising. So instead, what we're hearing is more of a long-term approach, and that's mainly tied to enhancing math and science instruction in schools, and also reversing the higher education cuts that the legislature recently passed. And tied to that, Hassan wants to freeze tuition at public colleges, universities, and community colleges for 2 years. The philosophy guiding this policy is that more high-tech and high-paying businesses will come to New Hampshire if the state already has that ready-made, educated workforce. Of course, having taken the pledge, the obvious question is, how do you pay for all of this? And the way Hassan's campaign explained it to me is that she would repeal the legislature's recent cigarette tax cut and rehire some of the state's auditors who lost their jobs following budget cuts. And she also supports establishing, and this is a quote, one highly regulated, high-end casino in southern New Hampshire.
All right, that's sure to raise some eyebrows. What about Jackie Cilley?
She's a lot harder to pin down on specifics. If you're looking for a clean-cut set of proposals like, I would raise funding for higher education by $20 million or raise whatever tax by 10%, you're not going to find it. I spoke with Cilley directly about her plan, and the phrase that comes up over and over again is, the situation is fluid. She cites numerous lawsuits the state is facing over pensions and hospital taxes and some others as well. So there's the potential for budget shortfalls depending on what the courts do. And the way Cilley explained it to me, boosting the economy and creating jobs essentially depends on getting the state's budget in order. So her broad plan would be to cut inefficiencies from state government, basically see how much the nickel and dime stuff would close shortfalls, pay for her key budget priorities. And those key budget priorities are education, transportation, and communication infrastructure. After that, she says she would bring stakeholders to the table and figure out how to handle the rest. She told me that, and this is quoting here, you have to have the authority to do so and say, let's solve it, let's solve it. On this point, then, Cilley seems to be saying that she's going to put specifics on hold until she wins the governorship. At that point, she'll have the authority to hold these kinds of conversations. And at this point, she told me, making a lot of specific promises for economic growth given the current situation is, in her words, pandering.
Thanks again, Amanda. That was State Impact's Amanda Loader breaking down the basics of the two main Democratic gubernatorial candidates' plans to grow the state's economy. You can also learn about Democrat Bill Kennedy's stance on issues online at nhpr.org.